backstage at the Lavish Lounge here at Latitude Festival. I'm delighted to be joined by three of Brickwork Lizards. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Could you introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Spencer.
Tarek.
Tom.
And you're about 3/100ths of the band, is that right?
That's about right, yeah. 10 of us.
Who put the band together? Whose idea was it all?
Me and Tarek met at a party a very long time ago. And I discovered he played the oud, had a great love of the band The Ink Spots.
Oh, right.
And yeah, we had a mutual love of that band and decided to put together a band which incorporated that kind of vibe, world music, and a bit of rap, which is a love of mine.
Mm. You picked up a few members along the way?
Well, we picked up quite a few members along the way, yes. But for this sort of sound to be complete, it needed strings, because melody is the forefront of everything we do. And we either write stuff that pays homage to all the sort of classic forms, or take stuff, put it through the lizard eyes, like sort of folk music from Turkey or from anywhere, really.
That is a good point, actually. I mean, where did the name Brickwork Lizards come from?
Oh, that's a good question. It's like, I mean, finding band names is a really difficult one. It's like, and there's 10 of us. Imagine, it's like having a child and, you know, 10 parents trying to find a name for a child. But actually, it was just a kind of random thing. I think we'd searched long and hard for a name. We had a name before, but we changed the name. We searched long and hard for a name. And then somebody just came up with it, almost, you know, by inspiration, just happened.
And you all said, that's the one.
That's the one.
Yeah, because it represents nothing.
I capitulated after about 2 hours.
Now, I'd normally ask a band to describe themselves to people who haven't heard them before, but I did see an article on the website which was praising you, described you fantastically, a gypsy jazz firecracker with a wise guy twist, fusing 30s and 40s harmony group style and Ottoman classics. So who wants to start deconstructing that?
Well, as a collective, we all have sort of broad tastes in music, but to come together, we wanted to find, like I said earlier, melody is the forefront of everything. Stuff that sounds melodic and sounds familiar, even though a lot of it is original writings, and we just put it as a collective mind to kind of make it our own thing.
You've released two albums as well, I think 2011, Zaman and Hanin last year. Is it very complex to get everybody in the studio all at once with so many different people involved, or does everybody just turn up and you all go with the flow?
I think it's quite hard to get everyone together generally, just for rehearsals, for writing, for recording, because obviously there's 10 of us, so it's, you know, we've got to try and coordinate everyone's diaries. But actually what we have is a kind of, we're all quite dedicated to making sure we try and get together at least once a week. I think if we didn't do that, it would probably all fall apart. So it's kind of like a, you know, it's a thing in the diary. Everyone's there. Yeah.
So you all must be fairly local to each other, and you're not all coming from different parts of the country.
Localish, Oxfordshire.
Oh, it's not bad. Yeah. And the live experience has obviously got to be better than the recording experience. And what's it like for the band? I just saw a great crowd. Actually, it's a very big crowd there.
Live is really what it's all about. That's when the band literally comes alive. We have fun. You can see us kind of laughing with each other on the stage. And grooving pretty hard. The thing you mentioned about the studio, not only is it logistically difficult to get everyone together, but it's notoriously difficult to recreate that kind of energy, because everyone wants to play at the top of their game, and that introduces a whole new different kind of tension and dynamic to it. So there is actually a third record, which is a live record, which we did in a church in Oxford at the end of last year, which came out a couple of months ago, and that's got 4 new tunes that aren't on the last record. And that was very satisfying to be able to leave all the fun in the mix.
Yeah, live at St. Giles, the EP is right. Called Limited Edition.
Okay, we haven't got areas on that one yet, but we will do. Is that actually out now?
Yes, just out? Released a couple of months ago.
Okay, great. Are there any tensions in the band with so many people, you know, taking part on the live gigs? Do people want to pull in different directions?
No, we usually lizard. We bring all different types of dimensions in, and we lizardify it.
It's so diplomatic, man. That's not the honest answer.
No, of course, there are always tensions and stuff, but ultimately we're all friends, and there's no big egos or anything like that. Everything works collectively.
So. Yeah, Lennon and McCartney had some tensions between them, but they didn't do too badly. You know?
Who are they?
Well, it clearly works on the stage, because you all seem to be having a great time.
Mm. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we enjoy it. That's the main thing, I think. You know, while we're all still enjoying it, we'll all still do it.
What does the future hold for Brickwork Lizards? Have you got any more plans to record or big world tour?
Man. World domination. No, I mean, yeah, record. Would love to get on the Jules Holland show.
Why? Sorry.
Cut that bit out.
No, we'll keep it.
Yeah.
I think that'll be, well, we're going to record again. We've got some more new tunes. We want to get back in the studio, hopefully this year. Looking around the band and see if we get any buying signals. And then bring another album out, or maybe another EP next year.
Have you been taking the live act outside the UK as well? Have you ever had a chance to do that? I imagine that would be quite an expensive thing to do, but I imagine some places probably go down very well.
Well, I do through another band I play, and we tend to go and play abroad quite a bit. And
Australia.
We've been in Australia recently.
Middle East.
We've got some contacts in France who are very keen to get us out to Paris to play some gigs, and if we could make the financial side of it work, I think the music would likely go over pretty well there.
What does the future hold for the band?
Well, I think we just keep, you know, we love playing festivals. We love playing gigs in our hometown and beyond. So I think, you know, we'll just keep plugging away, getting live. I feel that in the last year or so, actually, the live sound has really kind of gelled even more. You know, I think we've come together as a really strong unit. Yeah. So I think just keep honing it and keep recording.
And the fan base is getting bigger and bigger as well. So we're making more and more of an impression. Again, lots of good PR recently.
And finally, if anybody wants to find out more about you, where can they go? Where's the best place to start looking?
Brickwoodlizards.com, or if you go to Facebook and just look for Brickwood Lizards, you'll find us there. There's loads of stuff on YouTube, you know, Spotify, iTunes, all the usual places you'll find us there.
Great. Well, good luck with everything, and it's great seeing you live today for the first time, and looking forward to seeing you again sometime. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
Thanks, man.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.